The FT.
A bomb went off in Oslo earlier today. We have with us Anders Heger, a publisher and journalist in Norway, who was right outside the building when the blast went off. Anders, thank you very much for being here with us. What happened?
Well, I was outside there, and it's a very quiet, lazy summer evening in Oslo, and all of a sudden we heard this huge, huge blast, and the next moment the street was covered with glass. People were screaming, and there was people lying on the ground, bleeding. Some of them apparently seriously injured. It was really surreal because Oslo is such a quiet city. You can't imagine. One second to the other, it changes to something like a war zone. And it was also not only shocking, I'd say depressing.
What is the mood like there now?
The police have acted very sensible. There's no kind of panic. It's more like a state of shock. Nobody really believes what had happened, because we can imagine something like this happening in London or in New York, but not in Oslo.
But there have been threats in Norway before, haven't there?
Not seriously, and not something that we really have believed in. There have been serious threats in Stockholm and even in Copenhagen. This is the first attempt to really disorder the Norwegian civil society.
We have heard reports that a man dressed as a policeman is firing at people at Utøya outside Oslo. What have you heard about that?
At the moment, it's confirmed that has happened. But what is not confirmed is that there is a connection between those two incidents. It might be coincidental, or it might be some kind of an organized threat against the political society of Norway, because this Utøya camp is a Labour Social Democrats Union used to have their camp there.
What happens now?
I think that the situation in Oslo is much more similar to the situation in London after the terror attempt than it is to the situation in New York. The society in this city is, it seems like they're taking this very, very calm. There is not a state of panic at the moment, thanks to God. This is actually the moment where the big fight starts, the fight to protect the civil society and the open society and this kind of naive society that we've had in Scandinavia, which is, I'd say most Norwegians would say that's really something to fight for. And the way we fight for it is not to get in a state of panic or to start a war against them, but to say, okay, what we defend is this open society, which means actually to go on like we did all the time.
Well, thank you very much, Anders Heger, for being here. All our thoughts are with people in Oslo and Norway.
Thank you so much.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.